There's a war of words between the Food and Drug Administration and the food industry over the labeling of fats and foods. At issue are the so-called trans fats used in everything from cookies to chicken nuggets, and the dispute all boils down to 10 little words in a footnote. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The FDA's proposed footnote would say this: intake of trans fats should be as low as possible, and it would appear at the bottom of the label detailing the daily minimum intakes of nutrients. The source of most trans fatty acids, or trans fats, is hydrogenated oil, widely used in prepared foods. Hydrogenated soybean oil shows up in a bag of tortilla chips, for example, something we expect to be fatty, but it even appears in imported table crackers that appear to be fat-free. Margot Wootan, a nutritionist with the Center for Science and the Public Interest, says people should steer clear of hydrogenated oils.
Trans fats are created when liquid vegetable oil is hardened into margarine and shortening. And not only does that make the oil more solid, but it also makes it more damaging to your heart and your arteries. Trans fat raises blood cholesterol levels and contributes to heart disease.
In fact, the National Academy of Sciences Institute of Medicine found that any consumption of trans fats increases the risk of heart disease. That's why soon nutrition labels will begin listing the percent of trans fats in a product, along with protein, carbohydrates, and other content information. But because of their role in heart disease, the FDA wants to go further, adding the footnote saying that people should consume as little trans fats as possible. The food industry says the FDA shouldn't tell people what they should and shouldn't eat. It argues that the footnote is inconsistent with the quantitative style of other listings or with the rest of the fat labels. For example, there won't be any footnote concerning saturated fats. Bob Earle is the Senior Director of Nutritional Policy for the National Food Processors Association.
We're concerned that seeing something like this that is very different from what is currently on the label for other dietary fats components will lead consumers to entirely avoid foods with any amount of trans fat and push consumers to consume foods with higher levels of saturated fat.
Too much of which are not real good for you either. And ironically, some nutritionists share the food industry's fear that the proposed footnote might have unintended consequences. But their solution would be an even tougher label than the one currently proposed. Again, Margot Wootan.
And instead of saying consume as little trans fat as possible, that the footnote should direct people to consume as little saturated and trans fat as possible. Because what people really need to look at is the combined amount of all the heart-damaging fats.
The Canadians put that kind of combined label on their foods. So would the Food Processors Association support that kind of message? Again, Bob Earle.
We'd have to evaluate that statement when it was proposed.
What's at stake for the food industry in the dispute is the bottom line. There are oils available that are not trans fats or saturated fats. It's just that they cost more. But under increasing pressure, some big food companies are changing their fats. Last September, McDonald's said it would quit using trans fats in its deep-fried food, and PepsiCo has announced that it will eliminate trans fats from its Doritos, Cheetos, and Tostitos. Again, Margot Wootan from the Center for Science and the Public Interest.
There's also the initial cost of reformulation, which companies like to avoid. You know, when they change to new oil or fat for a pastry, they have to do product testing, and that costs money. As more companies use those products, there'll be economies of scale and the price will go down.
It may be next summer before FDA makes a decision about what exactly to say about trans fats. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.